Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Put it down.
now, girl. Come on now. OG Money. The pimp's coming. I can put it down, girl. I'm in the house. Yeah. Watch out, world.
My house on the hill. I'm looking at Red Rock looking at red rock from my house on the hill. It lights up beautiful. I'm looking down in North Las Vegas. I'm looking down from the hill. I'm looking down in North Las Vegas. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down on the speedway in Northtown. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down to the speedway in Northtown. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on the Vegas Valley. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down on the Henderson City. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on Boulder Station. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on Red Rock. And the lights on Red Rock, they're glowing so fine. I'm looking down on Red Rock. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down from my mansion on the hill. That's right. I'm looking down over Las Vegas Valley. I'm looking down from my kingdom on the hill. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. I'm looking down on the strip. I'm looking down off of Henderson. I'm looking down on Summerlin. I'm looking at Red Rock from my house on the hill. I'm looking down in North Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the speedway in Northtown. I'm looking down on the Vegas Valley. I'm looking down on Boulder Station. I'm looking down from my mansion on the hill. I'm looking down from my kingdom on the hill. The lights are beautiful. They look real good.
I'm G Money, the pimp camel. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me?
Like I say, G-G-G-G-G-G-G-Money. G-Money. That's what you say. You say G-G-G-G-G-Money. He's so pretty, he can kiss us. G-G-G-G-G-Money. You gotta love him, gotta love him, gotta love him, gotta love him, gotta love him. Oh, big booty girls run the world. You gotta love him, gotta love him, gotta love him. G-G-G-G-G-Money. That's right. Feel crazy. Playboy pretty. That's G-G-G-G-Money. G-G-G-Money. G-Money. G-Money. He's pimp crazy. Playboy silly. You gotta love him. Gotta love him. Gotta love him. Oh, yeah. Ha, 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 ha. Woo! Hey, DJ, I got an idea for a song.
Oh, okay. Well, let me find a beat.
my life strategy. Yeah. It makes me want to dance. Makes me want to do the funky kicking. It makes me want to dance. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, are you ready to party? Are you ready to get your groove on? Well, right now, G-Money is ready to play its new song. G-Money Shuffle. Now listen to my instructions, and you do the dances that I call out. And do as I say do. Are we ready, everybody, for the party? Let's party, y'all.
Mashed potatoes. The funky chicken.
Watch yourself.
The swim. The backwalk like Michael Jackson. The robot. The robot. The robot. The robot. The robot. The robot.
Getting money, shuffle. Getting money, shuffle.
Stop. In the middle of the floor. Touch all over me.
Watch yourself.
Throw the money on the ground. Do the moonwalk. Lay on the floor and you act like you're riding the girl.
Watch yourself.
The bird. The mashed potatoes. Step one, step two, step one, step two. Dance from side to side. White people dance. The funky chicken. The worm. The freak.
Watch yourself.
The cha-cha. One, two, cha-cha-cha. One, two, cha-cha-cha.
Step right. Step to the left. Doggy style.
Watch yourself.
Doggy style. Woo, woo. Doggy style. Clap, step, step. Clap, step, step. Stomp. Clap, step, step. Stomp. Get down, brother. Do the double step. Double step, double step. Okay, let's doggy step. March it up, doggy, jump it up.
I'm G Money, the pimp camp. And if you didn't know, now you know.
Getting money, shuffle. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Gerard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worth and pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're eating one of the tacos. So what did they give me? How many tacos did they give me? Did they give me 6 tacos? Well, they charged me for 6, as it should have been 5.16. And when they charged me $1.70, did they give me my soda? How much was the soda? The soda was like $2.19. And I got french fries, and I got a drink, right? $5.219 is $7.19, so they should have given me $3 and a whole bunch of change, because you gave them $11. Yeah, something like that. I didn't count it. You had wrapped it up. Oh, 3 soft tacos, Dexter. That's good. Okay. Well, he must have looked back here and saw I was a handsome black guy.
Yeah.
name, say my 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 name. When you're shopping in the store, say my name, girl. When you're eating dinner at 4, say my name, girl. When you go to church on Sunday, say my name, girl. Say my name, cause I need blessings all around. I love you, girl. Say my name. I love you, girl. Say my name. I love you very much, girl. Say my name. Say my name. Yeah, we're walking down the street. Say my name, girl. When you pray into God, say my name, girl. And you want money, say my name, girl. Say my name, cause I need blessings all around. I love you, girl. Say my name. I love you, girl. Say my name. I love you very much, girl. Say my name. Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name, girl. I'm demanding, say my name, say my name, girl. I'm demanding, say my name, girl. Say my name.
And I was going all over Las Vegas trying to find places to live, trying to find apartments that were empty so I could spend the night in them. And I'd go out during the daytime and I'd walk around the city and I'd go handle my business. I went to the plasma center and I donated plasma twice a week. And I got $25 each time I went to the plasma center. So you could go twice a week. So I get $50 a week just donating plasma. And then I go around and collect cans. And I did that, and I got $1 a pound. And I used to do this every day, all day long. You could always get money. So it was like cash and carry.
Friends, I've known you 55 years.
again. I'm loving you every now and then, and you still got stuff to say. I love you, Kim and Karen, my sisters from my block. We walk this graceful every day, and every day we walk home from school, and then we went outside to play. I love all the girls in my world. They made me the man that I am. I ask God to bless them every day, because I really understand. I love you, Quintina, Joyce, and Lisa. Kathy and Shell, the girls from my block, we did everything that boys and girls do. And I got not to get caught. I love you, Meg. You were my first grade school love. I didn't know what I was doing. Straighten me out, and you made it all right. So we really made love. I love all the girls in my world. They made me the man that I am. I ask God to bless them every day, because I really. Gave you away on your wedding day. visit you when I came home from college. We did a lot of things. We hung out every day. We hugged and kissed, and I gave you away on your wedding day. I love all the girls in my world. You made me the man that I am. I ask God to bless you every day, because I really understand. I love all the girls in my world. They make me the man that I am. I ask God to bless them every day, because I really understand. I really understand, because I really understand. I appreciate your fears. I gave you away on your wedding day, and you were my friend to the end.
Las Vegas, trying to find places to live, trying to find apartments that were empty so I could spend the night in them. And I'd go out during the daytime, and I'd walk around the city, and I'd go handle my business. I went to the plasma center, and I donated plasma twice a week. And I got $25 each time I went to the plasma center. So you could go twice a week. So I get $50 a week just donating plasma. And then I go around and collect cans. And I did that, and I got $1 a pound. And I used to do this every day, all day long. You could always get money. So it was like cash and carry.
I was in the 11th grade, and I was an athlete, but between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right. I was playing with a yo-yo. Playing with a yo-yo. That's right. That's right. I had a yo-yo. I had a Duncan yo-yo, and my yo-yo went with me everywhere. I yo-yoed between classes. That's right. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yoed all the time. That's right. And I got so good at my yo-yoing, I could do three tricks. That's right. That's right. I was playing with a yo-yo. Playing with a yo-yo. That's right. That's right. I could walk the dog. And then I could rock the cradle. And then you did around the world. and I was yo-yoing all over the place. Every place I went, I had my yo-yo with me. And in fact, I had two or three yo-yos in case a buddy of mine wanted to yo-yo with me, and he didn't have a yo-yo. So I let him borrow one of my yo-yos. So I had a gold yo-yo, I had a green yo-yo, and then I had a butterfly yo-yo, and it was yellow. So one day, I went to the candy store, and the owner saw me with my yo-yo, and he asked me how many other kids had yo-yos. And I told him, nobody that I know of. I'm the only one with a yo-yo. I'm the yo-yo master. So he said, hey, well, maybe I can sell yo-yos in my candy store. And I said, that sounds cool. I can start a yo-yo club. And I told all of my friends that they can buy yo-yos at the candy store. And we all had yo-yos. We were going up and down the hallway from class to class. And everybody had yo-yos. And that's what I used to do. And people thought I was too big to play with a yo-yo. And I would, like, take my yo-yo everywhere with me. And when I was waiting in line, I would break out my yo-yo. And I would play with my yo-yo. And I would get a whole bunch of attention. Because people always wanted to see what I could do with my yo-yo. And I said, well, what do you want to see? You want to see my yo-yo walk the dog? Or you want to see my yo-yo go around the world? Or you want to see my yo-yo sleep? And I'll rock the cradle with it. So I had a lot of tricks. And people love to see me do my yo-yo. And they all wanted to try it. And if they decided that they really liked it, well, I'd sell them a yo-yo for $1. And we would yo-yo all the time. And I did it all the way in college. And I played with my yo-yo between classes. And I walked the dog, and I went around the world, and I rocked the cradle. All the tricks I knew I could do real good. And I did it even when I was going to college. I was really good at that. And I practiced every day, and I always had my yo-yo with me. Was a man. He was riding on the freeway, and his telephone rang, and he answered his phone, and it was his wife. And his wife was saying, I'm looking at the news, and there's a man, somebody driving on the freeway, going the wrong way on the freeway. So be careful, honey. Be very careful while you're driving home. And he said, okay, baby. And he looked up, and he said, there's not one car, but there's 500 cars coming this way. This is G-Money, And I was telling you, my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
And they asked me if I wanted to play. And, man, I started playing on the softball team. And I was like, I'm like a pro athlete. I've been playing baseball all my life. And I get out there and I'm playing co-ed, slow pitch softball. And I'm playing center field. And every time they hit a fly ball, I ran it down. There was nothing that they hit in the outfield that dropped. I caught everything. I was running everything down. That's what I do. I'm a ball player, so I run everything down. And when I get up, I'm hitting left-handed because I don't want to mess up my right-hand swing on timing that for a slow pitch ball, and I'm hitting shots. Boom! I'm hitting shots between the right fielder and the center fielder. And I'm running around, and I do a stand-up double. I'm like, yeah, boy, I'm in the house. And the girls on the sideline is cheering, and they're yelling and screaming, go, G, go, Gregory, yeah, Gregory. And I'm like, yeah, well, this is what I do, you know. I'm a ball player. And the next person get up to hit a ground ball in the infield, and I run to third. And they get thrown out at first. And then somebody else gets up and hits another ground ball in the infield. Well, I'm halfway home, and I score because they don't have a catcher that is prepared to make a play at the plate. Basically, they just have somebody back there catching the ball and throwing it back to the pitcher. He wasn't trying to throw anybody out at the bases. He wasn't trying to make no plays at the plate when the guy comes home and tries to score. He wasn't trying to block the plate and be in the way of the runner or nothing, you know. He was standing on the side of the plate, and he was saying, come on in. And so every time I got to third base on the ground ball, I was scoring because I knew he wasn't going to try to stop me at the plate, and I scored. And all the cheerleaders, the girls were screaming and hollering. It was great. And everybody loved me, and they came and kissed me, and they were like, oh, man, you're so good. And the next time I got up, I hit another double, rope to center field, hit it over his head, and then I run to second, and I do a stand-up double. I'm like, yeah, boy,
this is me. I'm in the house. And I'm having a good time. And then I get up again, and I hit a triple. And I run to third, and I'm thinking I'm going to go all the way home. And I say, no, I stop at third. And I let him throw to the plate, and the catcher misses the ball. And I'm like, man, I could have had an in-house, inside-the-park home run. But I didn't. I stayed at third. And my next batter got up, and he hit a ground ball, and I scored on the ground ball. So I scored again. So every time I scored, the girls were going crazy. My clerks in my office, they were really amazed. And so we go back to work, and, oh, man, that's all they talked about is how Gregory scored the winning run and how Gregory ran and caught all these fly balls in the outfield, how he threw the ball and threw a guy out at second base. He threw a guy out at third base. I'm like, man, I'm a ball player. That's what I do. I play the game. I'm a professional ball player. This softball stuff is just kids play for me. And I'm playing the game. And when I was playing, the other brokerages were trying to recruit me to come play for them. They wanted me to quit my job at Bateman Eichler Hill Richards, and they wanted me to go and play for them. Stanley Morgan asked me to come play for their brokerage, and it was a couple of brokerages that should be played for. And the guys were saying, man, you're good. You need to come over and transfer to our company and play for us. And I'm like, no, Bateman Eichler is the youngest brokerage company on the West Coast, and they're the fastest growing company on the West Coast. And that's what I know. So I'm staying. Plus, I want to be a broker, and they only got one black broker here. So if I stay, I can learn how to be a broker, and then it'll be two black brokers here. So I'm looking forward to being a broker, and that's why I'm staying. So the guys were like, okay, I guess that's all right. Man, you're a good ball player. I wish you would come play for us. And so every week we played a different company, and I would just be starring. I'd be running down all the fly balls. I'd be throwing out people, trying to steal second on a base. And the other teams were all amazed at how I played the game. And I told them, I said, man, I should have played pro, dude. I'm a college ball player, and I played this game. I've been playing since I was in the third grade. I know how to play this game. So I was enjoying playing softball with the team because we go out and we play every week. And I was just running all over the place.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Money.
GG Money.
Buddy, you're an old man, poor man, pleading with your eyes, gonna make you zombie someday. You got mud on your face, big disgrace, somebody better put your bag into your place.
GG Money, GG Money, GG Money.
Sing it!
GG Money, GG Money, GG Money.
Everybody, we will.
Money, woo! I'm GG Money.
DJ Propaganda, DJ Big Nasty.
I'm G Money. The pimp coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. So I've made it back to the train station, but all my group has left me. The only person that's waiting for me is my French teacher, and I was going to have to spend the night with him because he tried to get us a ticket out so that we could get to the bullfight Sunday morning, but there was no more trains out that night. So then we had to go find a hotel, and since it was just me and him, we only got one room with one bed. And I mean, I had to sleep in the bed with my French teacher. I really wasn't liking that idea. And I was like, oh, this is going to be a problem. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight because I'm thinking he might try to make a move on me. My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money's radio show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin. For your net worth and pleasure, the more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
You know, I went to college at University of California at Davis, and I had a girlfriend. Her name was LeJean, and she got a track scholarship to come and go to school at UC Davis. So when they had a track meet at the university, I went to the track meet to see her run. And she ran the 200, and she ran the 100. And when she ran the 100 first, oh, man, she was smoking. She won the race by about 3 or 4 steps. And then when she ran the 220, she lined up in the block and took off out the block. And she won the 200 by about 5 steps. And I was impressed because that was the first college track meet I had ever been to. And later on that afternoon, we had the intramural game. It was track season, so we were doing intramural track. So I got my fraternity involved in the track meet, and myself and 3 other guys ran in the 4x4 relay for my fraternity. And then my roommate and his brother and 2 other guys that were track stars in San Francisco, and they decided the 4 of them would represent San Francisco, and they would run in the track meet. And then the football players put together 4 guys to run on the football track meet. And the football team consisted of 2 running backs, and they had a white boy that was a wide receiver, and they had a big lineman that ran. So we set up in the block, and the first leg took off out the gun, and it was pretty easy until they handed off to the second man, and the second man was running, and he handed off to the third man, and I got the baton at the third man, and I was running. And I just knew I was going to catch this guy that was ahead of me, because he was like about 5 yards ahead of me. But I was closing fast. And I was thinking to myself, yeah, I got you. You're mine. And I was running, and I was catching up with him. And I caught him, and we passed the baton to the 4th guy. And San Francisco took off, and they were running. And the San Francisco dude had taken the lead, and then he kind of slowed up. Like, he didn't have to run hard because he was running against this big dude that was the football player's anchor man. And they were hollering to him, run, run. And out of the blue, the big dude came flying down the line. And they were coming down the straightaway, and the big dude was running, and he caught up with the dude from San Francisco, and he walked on him. He just walked on him. He just walked on the dude from San Francisco, and everybody was hollering, run, run. And the big dude ran and hit the tape, and he won the race. And everybody from San Francisco ran over to their anchor man, and they said, man, how come you didn't run? And he said, nobody told me that the big guy had wheels. And the big dude graduated from UC Davis, and he ended up being the lineman in the NFL playing for the Cincinnati Bengals. And he became All-Pro, and he was inducted in the Hall of Fame. is listening to this radio show, I want you to know that you can go to Jack in the Box and get good quality food, and you can eat anything at Jack in the Box. They have tacos. They have burritos. They have hamburgers. They got french fries. They got apple pies. They got strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla shakes. And then they got all kinds of sodas. They got diet soda, and they got regular soda. So you can always get something to eat at Jack in the Box. And I think they blew the clown up now, but when I was young, we used to go and they'd have the clown that would pop out of the box and it would spin around and you could see the clown for miles. But Jack in the Box is still household food. So go to Jack in the Box and get your eat on. Get your grub on that Jack in the Box.
Kobe Bryant, guarded by Radmanovic. Chet comes out to set a screen. Kobe around it. Hand on the shot clock. Kobe, what a performance by Kobe Bryant, establishing a new NBA record. No one before had made as many as a dozen three-point shots in a single contest. That is now the NBA record.
Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. The most dangerous snake, the most dangerous snake on the planet. On the planet. Kobe Bryant, the most dangerous player on the court. On the court. NBA's best. He scores all the time. He scores from the three-point line.
Yeah.
He passed to Shaq, and Shaq passed to Dak. He scores from three.
Yeah.
It was always up to Kobe to come back and score, and he did with flair, and he did much more. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. The man that you feared did all he could do to make the Lakers the best in the West. The man that you feared was the best on the court. He could drive to the hole, and he could score. Kobe Bryant passed to Shaq, and Shaq dunked the ball, and he told all. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. He said, give it to me, and I'll pass it back. Give it to me, and I'll pass it back. And Kobe scored with attack. Yes, Kobe scored with attack. Kobe and Shaq, the unstoppable team, great together. And Kobe was mean. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, he would get the ball and he would drive to the hole. He was unstoppable. He was unstoppable. And he could dunk. He dunked on Wade. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, was the player that everybody feared. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, he won 5 championships, best of the year, most valuable player, 8 years, defensive player of the year, 7 years, the All-Star team, for 18 years, in the NBA. Black Mamba is the man that you know. We will miss you very much. Sorry you had to go. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, the Lakers All-Star guard. We'll miss you, Kobe. We'll miss you. God bless you. I'm G Money, a Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm wishing Kobe's family success.
In there and played a couple of games of dominoes and drank me a couple more beers. And then I said, all right, people, I got to leave because I got to go out here and make some more money. So I was walking around trying to sell the last of the 12 sodas. And this man walked up to me and he looked over my sodas and he said, yeah, he wanted to buy some sodas. But he was drunk. And he pulled his money out, and he dropped his money all on the ground. So I reached down, and I picked it up for him, and I was handing it to him. And he backed up and tripped over his barbecue pit. And all of the barbecue briquettes fell on him and caught his clothes on fire. His shirt was burning up. And I was standing there looking at him, and he was on fire. And I said, whoa, he's on fire.
Twelve guys gone live, and I handed each brother a brick, and I handed each brother a brick. I got a piece of string tied into the brick. I got a piece of string tied into the brick. 12 guys, 12 bricks, 12 guys, 12 bricks. And then I made them pull their pants down. And then I made them pull their pants down. And I tied the end of the string to their penis. To their penis. 12 guys, 12 bricks. Guys.
12 bricks. 12 guys. 12 bricks. Drop the bricks. Yeah. Drop the bricks. 12 guys. 12 bricks. Nobody told us. We don't want to drop the bricks. Nobody told us. And they were shaking. And they were sweating. And they were crying. Nobody told us. So I gave them to the count of three. So I gave them to the count of three. And then we said, drop the brick. Drop the brick. Drop the brick. And they dropped the brick.
Yeah. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Camel. And if you didn't know, now you know.
Money man,
the money man. I'm the money man. I'm the money man. Yeah, I got the money.
Big bank track metal bank. Big bank track metal bank. Big bank track metal bank. Big bank track metal bank.
So we were in the airport, but we were still waiting on our buddy to come from the security check-in section. And we were sitting talking with the flight attendant. So they called us, and he walked out and met us halfway in the airport, and we went to the security section and picked him up. And he was mad. Oh, he was pissed off because he had to strip down to his underwear and they checked his booty hole to see if he had any kind of ammunition or any kind of guns in his butt. Now, what kind of mess is that? And that's what he thought, too. What kind of mess is that? How am I going to carry a gun in my butthole? What kind of stupid do they think I am?
This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
And she goes to pick up the chair, and he thinks she's coming to him. And he backs up and knocks the lamp over. And it's a big-ass crash. And he's going, what the fuck? I'm out of here. And when he says that, he turns around, and they got two girls. They run up the stairs. And they had makeup on, and they had lipstick on, but their jaws were a little big. And they had a Adam's apple. And they had skirt on, and they had long boots on. So they looked like men, except they had makeup on and stuff, and they had no tops on. But they looked like they had titties, except the titties hadn't grown up yet.
Boom, boom. Bubba-dum, bum-bum-bum-bum, bubba-dum.
Stand up and scream. Stand up and scream. These money's a pimp. God's plan made the man. Big booty girls rule the world. These money got girls all over the world. These money got hoes in all areas, though. These booty girls all over the world.
And one of them was fine. She was fine as a day long. I mean, she had firm boots on that went up to her thighs.
Stand up and shout. Stand up and shout. Big booty girls, tell them what it's all about. Back it on up, big booty girls. Back it on up, big booty girls. Big booty girls run the world. Big booty girls run the world. Big booty girls all over the world.
One girl was tall and dark skinned, and the other girl was light skinned. She either was Creole or she was Mexican, but she was beautiful.
Shake it, shake it, shake it, big booty girl. Shake it, shake it, shake it, big booty girl. Shake it, shake it up, shake it down. Shake it, big booty girls all over town. Shake it, shake it, shake it, big booty girls. Shake it, shake it, shake it, big booty girls. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Shake it, big booty girls, all day and all night.
She sat up the left.
Kim got a big old butt. Karen got a big old butt.
Quintina got a big old butt.
Lisa got a big old butt. George got a big old butt. Kathy got a big old butt. Cheryl got a big old butt.
Big booty girls run the world.
Kelly got a big old butt. Simone got a big old butt. April got a big old butt. Elaine got a big old butt. Michelle got a big old butt. Melinda got a big old butt. Monica got a big old butt. All my girls got big old butts.
Oh, wait. Yeah, wait. You're looking good to me. I like that one, because she had a big juicy move.
Brenda got a big old butt. Jeffrey got a big old butt. Alice got a big old butt. Janine got a big old butt. Sonya got a big old butt. Nadine got a big old butt. Martha got a big old butt.
Big booty girls run the world.
Bridget got a big old butt. Rose got a big old butt. Wendy got a big old butt. Renee got a big old butt. Diane got a big old butt. Mary got a big old butt. Francis got a big old butt.
All my girls got big old butts. Big
grown
woman, big breasts, big juicy booty, big legs, and a beautiful face.
I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Big booty girls run the world. Big booty girls run the world. Big booty girls run the world.
All my girls got big old butts.
Big booty girls all over the world.
Somebody dropped a dime. They got a contract out on you.
Community relations program, you know, get to know your neighborhood better, take a nigger to lunch week, you know, things like that.
Now we can settle this like you got some class, so we can get into some gangster shit.
Guys, he was put on the cross, and he died on Calvary, and he rose again to let the world know that there's life after death, and you can live in eternity. Miraculously, you can live in harmony. You can live in the kingdom of God with Jesus Christ and Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity. I'm a child of God, and I'm a member of God's holy family. I'm a child of God in God's royal family. I've been all over the world spreading the good news that Jesus Christ died on the cross on Calvary. He died to save us with the blood of Christ. He saved us for our sins, and he just died, and 3 days he rose again on Easter Sunday. He let the world know that there's life after death if you believe in him. You can live in harmony in heaven, in the royal family. You can go to the kingdom of God and live with Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit in harmony. Miraculously, in harmony. I'm a child of God, in God's royal, in harmony, in his royal family. I want to live in harmony, in God's royal family. Jesus Christ will come back again, and he will get his followers, the people that believe in him. He'll come back and take them with him to heaven so they can live in harmony eternally, in unity. I'm a child of God, in God's harmony, in his unity, his royal family. I've been all over the world spreading the good news that Jesus Christ died for our sins, and in 3 days he rose again, and he rose on Easter Sunday. He rose to let the world know that there's life after death if you believe in him. Miraculously, you can live in harmony. You can live in the kingdom of God with Jesus Christ and Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity. I'm a child of God, and I'm a member of God's holy family. I believe Jackson died for me. The blood washed away my skin. Now I'm living in a mirage with thee. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Eternally, eternity, belong. He blessed me miraculously. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Amen. Miraculously, you can live in harmony. You can live in the kingdom of God with Jesus Christ and Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity. I'm a child of God, and I'm a member of God's holy family. You can live forever in eternity, eternally, everlastingly. It's been 40 days. That's when Jesus rode into Nazareth on the donkey. And the Jews didn't like him because he had done some miracles. He had made the blind see, made the lame walk, rose the dead. Yeah, he had turn water into wine, has fed over 2,000 people with just 3 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Yes, he has done his, showing that his Father is great and almighty. And he baptized John the Baptist, and John the Baptist baptized him. And the word went out that Jesus Christ has come to the earth to die for our sins. Watch out, people, as the time is getting close. He's coming back to get those that believe.
I don't give a shit about what happened to you. Now I want you to get yourself together and get back out there and get me my money. Now I don't care how long it takes you, you get out there and get it.
You go inside the tree, and there's a camping tent, a big green camping tent. And when you stand in front of that tent, you're standing in the center of Gregoryville. That's right, that's what we call it, Gregoryville. And that's where G-Money is. That's how we live in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville.
And he invited his friends to come down, and that's where they hang out. Because it was in the middle of nowhere, and people didn't even know it was there. They could walk from the store, the 100 yards of tall grass, and they could go to the pool, but they wouldn't even know that camping tent we lived in Gregorysville. Everything was everything in Gregorysville. That's how we lived in Gregorysville. Everything was everything in Gregorysville. At the beginning, it was just a handful of people. But in 3 years' time, 30 people lived in Gregorysville. Actually, Gregorysville was like a homeless camp because D-Money was homeless when he started living there. And then everybody kind of followed him one by one. They started hanging out in his patio. And that's where they would meet to party and smoke and to have a good time. That's how we lived in Gregorysville. Everything was everything in Gregorysville. That's how we lived in Gregorysville. Everything was everything in Gregorysville. But see, Gregorysville was run by G Money. He was the mayor of Gregorysville. And he had 6 security guards that looked after the property. And if you moved into Gregorysville, you had to either bring money, or you had to bring food, or you had to bring beer, or you had to bring dope in order to be accepted into Gregorysville. You had to bring something to benefit the growth of Gregorysville. That's how we lived in Gregorysville. Everything was everything in Gregorysville. That's how we lived in Gregorysville. Everything was everything in Gregorysville. 3 years later, Gregorysville has about 30 people moved in, and they've set up their own little camps all along the grass area and the wall. Yeah, Gregorysville has become a metropolis. And it's quite interesting to see how the homeless camp has developed in 3 years. It has grown. That's how we lived in Gregorysville. Everything was everything in Gregorysville. That's how we lived in Gregorysville. Everything was everything in Gregorysville. That's how we lived in Gregorysville. Everything was everything in Gregorysville. That's how we lived in Gregorysville. Everything was everything in Gregorysville.
Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to shut it down and get out the air chair and go somewhere. So I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? So I'll see you on Thursday at 3 o'clock for my Thursday show. So I want to thank my brother, DJ Big Nasty, for putting my radio show on social media so you can follow my show all around the world. And I want to thank DJ Papa D. Yep, I want to thank him for being my studio engineer and thank him very much for his assistance in my story and in the sports report. So, until Thursday, I say wear a mask, wash your hands, maintain social distance, and be careful when you're walking around, because you don't want to take home anything that you didn't leave the house with. And remember, God loves you, and I love you too. Good night. I'm out of here. I'm G-Man, and peace. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right things and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. for thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.
Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I only had one dad. It was me, my mama plus three. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. He took me to Catholic school from first to the 12th grade. I got the best education that money could buy. My kids was good to me, and I got good grades. Happy Father's Day. I love my daddy. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I only had one dad. It was me, my mama plus three. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. I went to the park. He taught me to play ball. I played ball in school and in the YMCA. I became a super athlete by the sixth grade. I love my daddy. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I only had one dad. It was me. My mother plus three.
He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. He went to work and he came home from work at night. He paid all the bills and he bought all the food that my family ate. I love my daddy. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I only had one dad. It was me, my mama plus three. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. We moved from a little 2-3-bedroom house in South Central L.A. to a 2-story, 4-bedroom house on the hill. He moved to our society, and the people in my neighborhood were good to me. I love my daddy. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I only had one dad. It was me. My mama plus three. He was my best friend. My mama bought me my first car. And when the motor broke, my daddy brought me to his mechanic friend. And he fixed my motor so it ran like brand new. Ooh-wee, I was so cool. I drove a fancy low-rider car to high school. I love my daddy. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I only had one dad. It was me, my father, my mother plus three. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. He sent me to college on a baseball scholarship, and I could have went pro, but I got hit in the face with a hanging curveball, and that's how it goes. I love my daddy. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I only had one dad. It was me, my mama plus three. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. God bless all the fathers around the world. God bless all the fathers around the world. Happy Father's Day. God bless all the fathers around the world. Happy Father's Day all around the world. Happy Father's Day to all of the fathers all around the world. I want to wish you the best weekend that you could ever have. Happy Father's Day to you. And may you and your family have a blessed holiday weekend for Father's